Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Go out there, keep Conley, get a guy like Parsons. I think a great hire in Fizdale as coach after you had a little bit of a PR blunder with Yeager in that situation. I mean, I think right now it's a good time to be on the Memphis bandwagon.
Oh, for sure. And the Fizdale stuff, we're going to see how good of a coach he is. But in terms of the immediate results, unbelievable. And he's also flanked by guys that have a lot of NBA experience. And so, this has been a really good move for the Grizzlies, that's for sure.
Yeah.
After what was a debacle of a season that ended with this horrible relationship with your coach and him moving on and having to play 28 players, and I mean everything just went to hell last year. So this off season has been infinitely better than the 82 games that we just went through.
Yeah, and now we get a chance to get a few look at guys in Vegas later on this week, and Fizdale's going to coach them.
Yeah, that'll be great. I've been watching. I've seen a little bit of what's going on in Orlando, but I am excited to see the Grizzlies, especially the two young guys, because they're counting on Baldwin to be able to play, and contribute this year. So I'll be super interested. He and Andrew Harrison are what I'm interested in the most, because they both had the opportunity to get some minutes and be able to play both positions. They can both log minutes at shooting guard, and so I want to see how good they are.
Chris, enjoy your time away. Thanks for giving us a little time to weigh in on all this.
Awesome, man. Thanks for filling in for us.
Absolutely. Anytime, man.
All right, brother.
Chris Vernon joining us here on the Chris Vernon Show. He's taking a little time off. He was kind enough to give his thoughts on what's going on right now, not with just the Grizz, but Golden State and Kevin Durant and the rest of the NBA. That is hour one. Coming up in hour two, we've got a lot to come. We're going to talk about some mega-talented teams, Bennett Doyle,
mm-hmm.
that tried and failed, and we'll throw some of the talent that were on those teams in the NBA, and I've got some others in other sports too, but we'll stick to mainly those in the NBA and in recent history as well, just because that kind of, I don't know, factors in better in what we're talking about. But look, it's not just the NBA. There have been Major League Baseball clubs that have tried to buy championships. There have been NFL teams that put together talent. You think that they're trying to get a championship, and sometimes it just doesn't happen. We'll do all of that. Hour three, Kevin Leif will join us. He's with the Memphis Flyer. He writes about the Grizz there. Talked to him last week on Gary's show. He's great. We got him here today coming up at 1 o'clock. So don't go anywhere. That's hour one. I'm Forrest Goodman. Chris Vernon off. It is the Chris Vernon Show. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
WMFS-FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis is the Mid-South's official radio station for the SEC Media Days. July 11th through the 14th, 92.9 FM.
Wiley Imports, the Mercedes-Benz repair and salvage parts specialist. Our company now has a foreign and domestic car parts salvage yard located at 3763 Old Getwell Road in Memphis. We not only pull the parts, but we deliver to auto shops in business for over 35 years. We have engines, transmissions, body parts, pumps, original wheels, starters, mirrors, and more. Wiley Imports, 362-3081. We also buy junk cars. Wiley Imports, 3763 Old Getwell Road.
I know you've heard Troy from Five Ash Roofing here on the station. They're the roofing company with no tricks and no gimmicks. You get the best price guarantee with a lifetime labor warranty. That means you'll never have to worry about your roof ever again. With a promise like that, you don't need gimmicks. And Five Ash Roofing is totally locally owned and operated, which means they're not going anywhere. Five Ash Roofing, it's what they do. Call Troy or Rob at 488-4991. 488-4991. Visit memphisroofer.com.
Know what $20,000 could buy this summer? A whole lot of cheeseburgers in paradise. Play the new Escape to Margaritaville instant game from the Tennessee Lottery and win up to $20,000. Plus, you could win a vacation package through our VIP Players Suite to the Margaritaville Hollywood Beach Resort in Hollywood, Florida. Your entry is also eligible to win one of five beach fun packs. Entry deadline September 30th. Visit tnlottery.com for details. The Tennessee Lottery, game-changing fun.
Some things in life don't come around very often, like the love of your life or the dream job. Well, there's a drawing style game from the Tennessee Lottery that's like that. Cash for Life. It's only $2 and it draws twice a week. And the top prize is $1,000 a day for life. That's every single day for the rest of your life. Even the second prize is $1,000 a week for life. Cash for Life. The game that only comes around once in a lifetime. Of course, that's all you'll need. The Tennessee Lottery. Game-changing fun.
I'd love to tell you we live in the safest city in America, but that's untrue, and it's why you'd be smart to create the safest home environment you can, and the best way to do it is with my friends at Security Solutions. Security Solutions is a locally owned business that specializes in residential and commercial security systems, and they can set up an interactive smart security system for you at no upfront cost to you. Do you realize that? This works exactly like it works when you sign a new cell phone deal. Just agree to monthly terms, and SSI will get you ready to go. You don't have to come out of your pocket. You just pay monthly, same way you pay your phone bill monthly, and you're good to go. And if you want, you can add cameras and home automation to the package. And if you want, you can set it up where everything can be accessed from your phone or tablet. That cell phone you pay for each month, it won't keep you safe, but a security system will, and at a fraction of the cost. So give SSI, which has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, a call and get set up. 755-1750 is the number. And check this out. If you mention my name, Gary Parrish, SSI will give you a free camera for your new interactive smart security system. Do that and trust that you can learn everything you need to learn about security solutions on the web at 901smarthomes.com.
Hey, it's Eric Hasseltine, radio voice of the Memphis Grizzlies, and I've been telling you about DeSoto Auto Sales for a while now. These guys are growing, and they really appreciate the support that you've given them to make them one of the top lots for pre-owned vehicles. Those pre-owned vehicles, though, come at an incredible value for you, and they come with amazing deals. As always, there's over 200 pre-owned vehicles on the grounds, ranging from $8,000 to $25,000, so you're going to get into a newer, better vehicle at an affordable price. Every car is quality checked before it hits the lot. Fair pricing is guaranteed, and there's a 60-day warranty. Whether you have perfect credit or need a little help in that area, they can get you in the vehicle you want. Longer days are here, so come on by after work. The sun will still be out. They're open every day, Monday through Thursday, till 7, till 6 on Friday and Saturday, but they're closed on Sundays. If you don't see what you like on the lot, check back daily on the web at DeSotoAutoSales.com. New vehicles get in on a regular basis. Stop by the lot, 5704 Goodman Road, or online anytime at DeSotoAutoSales.com.
If you currently use a CPAP system, I've got an important question for you. Are you sure you're keeping your CPAP system clean enough? Like, really sure? A dirty CPAP system is a perfect breeding ground for germs. Put that mask on, and they've got a direct line to your body. Talk about a fast way to get sick. Fortunately, SoClean.com has released the world's first and only automated CPAP cleaner and sanitizer. It kills 99.9% of all CPAP germs in minutes. To introduce it to the world, they want you to try it risk-free for 30 days. Just call 1-800-600-0831. SoClean eliminates the daily hassle of washing your system by hand. There's no water, chemicals, or disassembly. Just pop in your mask, close the lid, and presto, your CPAP system is clean and fresh in minutes. Call SoClean.com to try it risk-free at home for 30 days. Supplies are limited, so don't wait. Call 1-800-600-0831. 1-800-600-0831.
Here it comes, folks. It's the big, bad Memphis summer heat. It's going to be hot. It's going to be humid. It's going to be unbearable. So you better get down to the Blue Monkey, where it's always cool. It's a cool atmosphere, and the beverages are always snowball cold. You always hear me talking about the hot wing rolls, but let's talk about the lighter side of things since it's starting to warm up outside. You've got to try one of the Blue Monkey's fresh, crisp salads. Those things are huge, and they're absolutely delicious. So you can go with that, and I bet you didn't know that some of the best, most succulent salmon in the city can be found at the Blue Monkey either. Or if you just want to try something else, how about their delicious shrimp appetizer? You are not going to regret it. They've got two locations, 2012 Madison Avenue in Midtown and 513 South Front Street in downtown. It's heating up in Memphis, and the best way to stay cool is with the Blue Monkey. Find the full menu on the web at BlueMonkeyMemphis.com.
Live team trivia in Midtown every Wednesday at 8 p.m. Bring a team and win some green. Plus live music at the Blue Monkey Midtown Friday night. Brad Bergdahl on Saturday, 19 stone.
Welcome back to the Bank of Bartlett Studios and the Chris Vernon Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Brought to you by Lexus of Memphis.
Let's get this party jumping.
FM, ESPN, Forrest Goodman in for Chris Vernon, who is off the rest of the week. He'll be back Monday. He was nice enough to give us a few minutes last hour while on vacation to weigh in on all of the stuff that we've been talking about. A lot of NBA. And that's really been it. Between the Memphis Grizzlies, which made big news Friday, and that afterglow continued into the weekend with fans commenting and weighing in and looking at the future and guessing what the future of the Memphis Grizzlies will be. And, of course, continues today. Yesterday, the July 4th big news was Kevin Durant leaving Oklahoma City, going to Golden State, which has been met with criticism and boos from a lot of people. But I like the move, just for one thing. It definitely makes the Grizzlies, on paper, a better team than OKC going into the season. You already knew Golden State was going to be good. And I want to see what Golden State can do later on this hour. Some teams that tried and failed to accumulate just massive talent just to get a championship. We'll focus a lot on the NBA, but it's been done in other leagues too. We'll do that somewhere around 12:25. Kevin Leip is here next hour. 1 o'clock, he'll get things started with us. He's with the Memphis Flyer, writes about the Grizz. He always has good stuff, good insight. He'll join us. And then at 1:25 next hour, we're going to have a little roundtable to talk about what has gone on free agency-wise, not just with Memphis, but everybody else. Bennett Doyle is going to join in on that, who's producing today for John Roser. Brad Carson, who, of course, is the executive producer of the Gary Parrish Show. And he, let's see, Brad guides this ship as 92.9. He will join us as well. Yeah. And then Devin the intern also. And I know he's in the haters category. He let me know when I walked in the door. And he's proud of it. I can't wait. That's going to be a great group. I'll join in as well, so we'll have that group together. We'll do a roundtable coming up at 1:25. Right now, we start off the second hour of the Chris Vernon Show, and I know you usually have five stories that you need to know.
The beginning of hour number two provides an experience unlike anything the universe has ever seen.
This is how we're going to do it right now.
The five most important things on Verno's incredible brain on this very day.
Just like this, I'm going to start from the top.
It's the top five at 12:05 on 92.9 FM ESPN.
We'll let Bennett Doyle tell us what's on his brain in Chris Vernon's absence.
Yeah, so I'm not even going to try to attempt to do this as good as Vernon does it every day. So we'll just go with number one is Grizzlies free agency.
I think that is still the top story, don't you?
That's absolutely
being talked about sports-wise. And it comes at a good time because, look, Bennett, we're getting ready to enter the All-Star break. And, you know, that can be a brain-numbing time in sports talk radio.
Oh,
I've done it, I've been around it, and I know what it's like. Because, you know, baseball, we all love baseball. I love the Cardinals. I really do. But until after the All-Star break, when you really start having some jockeying,
right?
It's this time of year, it doesn't translate well into talking about in sports talk radio.
Yes.
Yeah, so, we do have media days that start next week, and that'll help fill some gaps there because we can always talk college football. But those days when there's really no sports going on, but we've got now, as an NBA city, I know there's always been NBA fans here, but as an NBA city, it has grown. It has multiplied so much over the years. And we have this other season to deal with, the offseason.
Yeah, so it's kind of funny you bring that up because this is probably my third year filling in for these guys as a fill-in producer. And typically, I do it more in the summertime when everybody goes on vacation. Mm-hmm. Everybody's going to the beach, stuff like that. Vernon's out, GP's out. And this time of year, man, it usually starts getting a little bit slower. You're looking for stuff to talk about. So it's great with the NBA, with free agency. The Grizzlies playing in Vegas in Summer League is great, especially because the past couple years they played in Orlando, and Vegas, I think, is a little more fun. They do more of like a tournament style. So that'll be interesting to watch. And so
there's storylines.
Grizzlies giving us a little more to work with in these summer months. Yeah.
I tell folks in this business, look, anyone can do sports talk in November. You have the NFL really going.
Yep.
College football goes into those critical 4 weeks to end the season. There's rivalry games that go on. NBA is just firing up. College basketball has all those, you know, preseason tournaments, you know, who's going to Orlando and the Bahamas and Hawaii and Great Alaska Shootout. You've got the NBA gearing up. You know, if you got hockey fans, you got hockey. I mean, November, taking candy for
I mean,
baby.
Forrest, you know this. I mean, years ago, people spent a full 2 weeks talking about pictures of Brett Favre that he texted to someone. So yeah, you're looking for stuff to talk about. So the Grizzlies are helping us.
The old fallback this time of year used to be Pete Rose. Should he be in the Hall of Fame? What do you think?
Absolutely.
You know, because it evokes emotions. Everybody has an opinion on it. It seems, and you could, but that's lazy. And in this, you know what? It's fun to check up and to keep an eye and to do your homework and to know what's going on with these guys. So, yeah, Grizzlies free agency, I think, still the number one story. The questions are, as we've talked about, you know, Mike Conley, worth the money? I think so. He filled a need. That's what the market ordered for him. That's what the Grizzlies were willing to pay. He made it clear. Last hour, we replayed the audio from Mike and Mike in the Morning, where he appeared this morning right here on 92.9 FM. And he made it clear, I want to come. I think I can come and win at Memphis, and I want to do it with what's there. And I think that's the complete 180 of Kevin Durant, because I think Durant's leaving Oklahoma City. He knows he can't do it there, and he knows they're not going to give him what needs to be done there. And it's why he's going to a place where he knows, look, Golden State may be, you know, pouring out money like they pour out beer down at the corner bar, but I don't care. I'll make my big check, we'll win some games, and maybe I'll get a ring. So, yeah, I'm down with it. I get it.
Yeah, and for those that don't know yet, and if you don't, then where have you been all weekend? Mike Conley, 5 years, $153 million deal. He is, as of right now, the highest paid player in the league.
That'll numb your mind right there to think about.
Yeah, but that will change. That'll definitely change. And then, obviously, the Chandler Parsons signing 4 years, $94.8 million. It's a lot of money, but you know what? I was telling one of my friends that I was talking to this weekend, you cannot build a franchise wondering if someone's going to get injured.
Mm-hmm.
As of right now, the guys are healthy, and so you roll with them. You can't run your franchise thinking this guy's been injury prone in the past. Maybe it'll happen again in the future, because one of these healthy guys, I guarantee you, you'll see it this season. One of these guys on another team that's healthy will probably get hurt.
Every player is a gamble.
Yeah.
There's a gamble you take with everybody. You know, I can't help but think of the huge gamble that the Chicago Bulls took on Derrick Rose. And it has never really paid off.
Right.
Over the long term, I mean, they've had moments of greatness out of him. But as the deeper he's gotten into his career, the worse it's been. There are great players sometimes that don't pan out. There are sometimes underwhelming players that exceed your expectations. I think you had to take the chance with Chandler Parsons. I think you had to, if you're Chris Wallace, you had to be that riverboat gambler. And go out there and do that. And you know what? The thing is, hindsight's always 20/20. And you know, I don't wish anything to happen, but if something does, they will come out of the woodwork of people go, see? Told you so.
Absolutely.
I told you that's the way it was going to be.
Ugh.
But look, that's part of sports. That's part
you
of college.
Like, you sound like someone who's taken a lot of collars in your lifetime.
That's happened once or twice.
Yeah.
And look, I've been wrong on guys before too. But I agree with you, Bennett. If you're playing not to get hurt, you get hurt. Well, if you're going to build a team that doesn't have injuries, then you can't build the team
right to
do that. And I'm hoping, karma-wise, the Grizzlies got all their injuries out of the way this year.
No kidding.
Because, you know, I mean, I think they needed to, you know, change the media room to the triage unit at times downtown at FedEx Forum. I think the Grizzlies did good, and I agree with you. That's the number one story still.
All right, number two, Kevin Durant is a Golden State Warrior.
We've talked a lot about that, and I do agree with you on that as well. It's big because of Kevin Durant and who he is. It's big because of Golden State and who they are. It's big because it has sent shockwaves through the NBA community, and it has evoked passion all around from folks. You know, I've always said that sports is just soap opera for men. You know, is what this is. And for some ladies, too, that don't get into the daytime stuff, they dig this as well. Well, that's what Kevin Durant has done. He's jilted his longtime lover for the younger, flashier, little more experienced, good-looking thing called Golden State. Will it pay off? I don't know. Again, it goes back to, you know, things can happen. Would you have thought the Grizzlies would have gone through the injury process that they went through over that period of just a few weeks, where you lose Gasol and it just goes down from mm-hmm. that? I mean, you lose Gasol and that's enough right there.
Oh, it was every week.
But it was a constant. And I was doing a lot of fill-in then for Gary. And it seemed like every time I came on, we were having to talk about something new.
Mm-hmm.
And how do you piece this team together? And how do you find the Band-Aids to do it? And we're talking about players that we didn't know the names of that we were going to be watching that night downtown at FedEx Forum. So again, I'll back up what I said last hour. You can hate Kevin Durant if you want. I think that hate's a little misplaced. His departure from Oklahoma City automatically makes Memphis better than Oklahoma City. And it may make some other teams better than Oklahoma City. Everyone, there may just have been a big shuffling. You already knew Golden State was going to be really good next year, and they got even better. But you know what? They still got to lace them up, and they still have to play basketball, and they got to keep guys healthy. And look, put yourself in this situation. They've got to get rid of the bug of blowing it big to Cleveland.
Absolutely.
How about that for a moment? How about you get in their head? How about you start working on that right now, guys in the NBA and the Western Conference? Get in their head. You're a choker right now if you are Golden State. You got beat by LeBron James and the Cavaliers.
Yeah, if you don't,
you should have won.
If you don't win 74 games, you're a choker.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You've got everything you did this year is gone. So, again, hate Golden State if you want. They're the ones who poured out the money to get Kevin Durant there. Kevin Durant is one of the best, and he wanted to surround himself with the best, and I don't blame him for that. Is it the easy way out? Yeah, maybe so. But you know what? It happens in business every day. People go to places where they know they can win and win big in the field of business, and that's all Kevin Durant did.
All right, number three is other NBA free agency news.
I kind of like it, you know, just does what San Antonio does and find ways to win. But Pau Gasol, going to San Antonio, former Grizz, brother to Mark, Pau Gasol going to San Antonio is an intriguing move. Chris Vernon, last hour when he was a guest here on his show, brought up something about maybe questioning that. You know, and of course, you know, what happens, I mean, that again, the Spurs, one of those teams every year, you say, well, that's it. They're done. It's over and done with, and they find ways. I like Greg Popovich. Always have. I know he's a crusty old fart. But you know what? He can coach. He finds ways to meld guys together. For every bit of the way that he acts in front of the camera and the microphone, I think he's exactly different in the way he develops his teams, the way he brings them together, and then lets him know what he expects out of them in only a way that Pop can get it through, in only a way I think that he would be allowed to act. Because I bet he's sometimes not that pleasant behind closed doors.
Oh, absolutely.
But you know what? Guys believe in him, and they trust him. And that's probably a good late move for Pau Gasol to make. That's one of those that stands out. Durant is probably the last big piece that moves and changes things in going elsewhere. I think the other thing that just stands out in free agency, and there's lists out there, and I should have pulled it up, of just guys who, in the last couple of years, their value was down here, and now their value is way up here because of the money that's being thrown around in this. And you'll see even more of that next year, stronger free agency pool, more money to be spent. It's a different NBA, and I keep reminding folks that it's a different NBA, different free agency than what you've experienced. It's why Mike Conley commanded the money that he did.
A couple big free agency moves that happened that we're going to talk about a lot more at 120 when we do our free agency winners and losers roundtable. Al Horford goes to the Boston Celtics. He was the big free agent that Boston got, and I think they were probably hoping to do a little bit more there. Obviously, they wanted Durant. That would have been...
Oh, boy.
And that would have immediately escalated them to 1-2 with the Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, it makes you do wonder if Durant did entertain at one time anywhere in the East just because there are teams that are good but not great in the East, but there are some teams that are right there that a guy like KD could get there. It goes back to the big fish in the small pond about, you know, everybody wants to join big winners, but sometimes you'll get guys that do go downward to a spot because they want to make a team a winner and they want to go in and prove it. And it makes you wonder, just because I think the Eastern Conference is weaker than the Western Conference. Now, if you're going to go to the Western, you might as well join the best, and he did with Golden State, but it does... that Boston Celtics would have been an intriguing move for him. But I like Horford. I like Horford to the Celtics.
Yeah, and then we got to talk about Dwight Howard. I believe that news broke when you were on with Gary on
it
Friday.
Did.
And he signed with the Atlanta Hawks. And with Dwight Howard, it's one of those things where you got to talk about it because he's a former Defensive Player of the Year. He's been to the NBA Finals. But the career has kind of hit a road, it seems like, that he's just kind of kind of coasting right now. And you wonder if he's going to be able to get back to that Dwight Howard Defensive Player of the Year candidate, being able to get back to a Eastern Conference Finals with the Atlanta Hawks, who've got a good team.
Can Dwight Howard also shake the other baggage that he carries? Not just play on the floor, but just, you know, a coach killer, a locker room killer, a someone who is all in it for himself. I mean, he's got a lot of baggage that he takes there. And just to add this minute in our next segment about the mega teams that failed, Dwight Howard is on the list of one of those teams.
Okay, cool.
He is on the list of one of those teams. Again, I think Howard in the East makes a lot of sense. And in going to Atlanta, it's his home. Maybe he'll be more comfortable being at home. Maybe he'll be more comfortable being with the Hawks. I don't know. I think he's one of the big gambles of this whole draft. You can talk about guys injury prone. You can talk about guys that maybe toward the end of their career that had a lot of money thrown at them. I think Dwight Howard, just not so much his on-court stuff, but his off-court stuff. Would you invite, if you're building a locker room or trying to keep one together, would you invite him in? I don't know if, but Atlanta took that chance, and you know what? We'll see if it pays off or if they pay for it.
Yeah. And then number four, John Rothstein came out with his American Athletic Conference offseason storylines. And he mentions Memphis as one of the top five of his storylines, and talks about, don't be surprised if Memphis is a sleeper in the American Athletic Conference this year.
Rothstein calling them a sleeper. John Rothstein knows basketball, and he's looked at this league. Think about this for a minute. Look at the American. Look at the Larry Brown.
Mm-hmm.
You've got Kelvin Sampson. You've got Kevin Ollie. Up at UConn. And all of a sudden, the Cincinnati coach's name escapes my mind. Mick Cronin. We thought he was going to leave. He's staying at least for another season with the Cincinnati Bearcats. I think, and Rothstein in that article, I saw it when he posted it on Twitter this morning. He mentions South Florida. Look, South Florida is not going to sniff anywhere near an American Athletic Conference championship. But I like Orlando Antigua. I liked him when he was here. He learned under John Calipari, and Orlando's getting guys that are there. And that is another question mark is Tulane. They're not going to sniff towards the championship. But he calls Memphis a sleeper because of Tubby and because of Dedrick Lawson. And you know what? Automatically, because Tubby Smith, to me, has a way of making guys better. He's done it everywhere he's been, it seems like. And the fact he's getting time to spend with some of these guys, specifically Dedrick, but KJ and others, and then the pieces he's added to the puzzle, I can't necessarily disagree with Rothstein. Now, in my heart, I want them to go out and win every game that they play.
Mm-hmm.
But I also know what is there, and I know what happens sometimes with first-year coaches. But Tubby Smith has something that many, many that are active in this sport do not have. He's got a ring. He's put together a good staff. And don't you like guys like Esposito that are out there on Twitter and they're really singing the praises of this place? You know, people are always like, well, I want a coach that wants to be here. I don't know if you leave where Tubby left and come here unless you want to be here, unless he thinks he can win.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I know that UConn and Cincinnati and SMU, I didn't even think I mentioned Larry Brown just a second ago when I was going through the coaches. Larry Brown, good gracious, Hall of Famer.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, there's some talent here. There's some talented coaches that have recruited some talent. So you've got your work cut out, and he's going to have to get the most out of what he's got. Tubby is this year, I think.
Yeah,
with Memphis.
And John mentioned it earlier, and I think it's a good point. Dedrick Lawson has got a chance to be the American Player of the Year.
Sure.
The American Athletic Player of the Year. I mean, the numbers he's going to put up they're going to be better than last year.
Mm-hmm.
That's for sure.
Because he's the guy. He's the go-to guy.
He's the guy.
Everything goes through Dedrick. I mean, a lot of stuff went through him anyway last year, but you had other guys who could score. Everything goes through Dedrick this year. And you know what? I want to see him with KJ out there, his brother. I mean, that's one of the things that Dedrick never hid, that he wanted to play basketball. They wanted to play basketball together and get out there and play for their hometown university. I'm optimistic. A sleeper from John Rothstein? I like the sounds of it. Of course, we'll know more when the season gets here. But I think that, you know, one of the things is that if this team will just find a way to get better as the season goes along.
Mm-hmm.
You know, John Calipari, when he was here, always said, I coach for March. I try not to get caught up, and he did. I try not to get caught up with wins and losses
yes.
in the season. I want my team to always get better. because I want them playing their best basketball when I go into the conference tournament and then the NCAA tournament. And you know what? If this team can just find ways to get better, and if people will stay patient with them and stay excited about what the future holds and about what Tubby Smith's plan is as what is most likely his final stop as a head coach, and I don't think he would have taken this job had he not thought he could win here. You know what? I think good things are to come. I'm excited. Grizzlies are going to be fun this year. You look at that starting five they've got. Look at Memphis with the new leadership. I think some excitement will be there. Mm-hmm. I mean, this is old Hoop City. That's what it's all about. Exactly. I like the Rothstein stuff. I'll retweet that here during the break so folks can read it. Because he does a good breakdown of the American as a whole.
Oh, yeah,
and
he
look,
does.
The American Athletic Conference, there was an article last week talking about them as a football conference really good. They're not bad as a basketball conference either. There's some talent here. There's some coaches. And it's going to be a lot of fun.
And number five, we would be remiss if we did not give you a Wimbledon update.
And as you said that, I just remembered that I told you that I was going to find the Wimbledon update, and I'm going to do that right now.
What you got?
Live on the radio here on the Chris Vernon Show on 99 FM.
Because I know that people are anxious to hear about what's going on at Wimbledon right now.
You know, here's the one thing. I'm tired of every time I go to ESPN, I see Conor McGregor naked on the front of the website.
Hey, it's the lulls of summer, like we said earlier, Forrest.
It's the first.
They're just looking for content.
I just now realized why I haven't been there all morning because I didn't want to see this. The big stories out of Wimbledon this week, and of course, it all has been overshadowed just by other stuff going on. I know in the tennis world, it's big, and it should. I mean, it's one of their biggies.
Yeah, absolutely.
Just like a major in golf.
Mm-hmm.
Venus Williams living the dream. That's big, and then Djokovic falling out. You know.
Yeah.
Men's tennis right now, it's Roger Federer and Djokovic. Djokovic. And
Nadal. No?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Rafi, it lacks the stars of several years ago. Like when I was growing up. You had Jimmy Connors, you had Andre Agassi, you had John McEnroe. I mean, how could you not love John McEnroe?
Yeah.
The stars, the star power, the name power has been on the women's side over the last few
years. Yeah, there's no American stars besides Serena and Venus.
And that's
you know?
Because of Serena and Venus.
Yeah.
And they're not going to play forever.
Right.
They're at the end of their career.
Sure.
And it's, you know, golf has done a good job at always, after building itself so long on Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods, Tiger Woods. But you had these other guys that are out there that also had their own following because I think some people wanted to be the anti-Tiger. And then when Tiger Woods just all of a sudden collapses and his career just falls apart after being so dominant for so many years, there were plenty of other golf stars there to pick up the pieces.
Yep.
And to me, that's what tennis needs more of. And it's going to take a little. First off, it takes talent. You got to win. That's number one. But you got to have the personality, the flamboyancy. And I don't mean you have to act silly. You don't turn it into professional wrestling. But you can turn it into something where you get out there, you get in front of the microphones, the guys want to be you, the ladies love you, that sort of thing, you know. You're really talented, and you got to win. And tennis, to me, needs to develop those. But, yeah, you're right. Wimbledon going on, and outside of that world, hardly a whisper about it. Like I said, you go to ESPN.com, and you have to sit here and look at naked baseball players on the front. I'm going somewhere else right now. Thank you. That's it for our top five. Thank you for our five at 12:05. A little long on that. Hey, lists of teams that have tried but failed when it came to putting together big-time winning teams. Those that came short of winning it all. We'll talk about it next. Chris Vernon Show, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mike Conley Jr.
You're going to go have fun with some of this money. What's the first fun thing you're going
to
buy?
Really, to be honest, I don't even know. Maybe my wife a car or something. But outside of that, I don't think I'll be, you know, touching it too much.
Mike and Mike in the Morning. Weekdays, 5 a.m. till 9 a.m. 92.9 FM. ESPN.
Orion Federal Credit Union, it's just like a bank. If banks had lower loan rates, better checking accounts, and didn't charge crazy fees.
Hey guys, it's John Martin here to talk to you about M&M Roofing. You've been hearing Gary Parrish sing their praises for years now. Well, now it's my turn because these guys are the real deal. They specialize in insurance claims, which means if you qualify, there's going to be no out-of-pocket cost to you. There's a good chance if you need a new roof, your insurance company will cover it. M&M Roofing is the best in the business at getting Mid-Southerners under a new roof at no out-of-pocket cost. Look, all you got to do is give them a call. 662-507-1068. If your roof has storm damage or it's just too old and busted up, it is worth the call. 662-507-1068. They're going to take care of all the dirty work, the inspection, contacting your insurance folks. They're going to do all that. You don't have to do anything except call them. They've got an A rating from the Better Business Bureau, and they're great guys, too. They're on the web at mmroofing.us, or you can give them a call at 662-507-1068. M&M Roofing, the roofing contractor that'll answer your call.
From coast to coast, the Polar Pop Cup is America's favorite.
Anytime's the best time to get a Polar Pop.
In the morning before work.
Twice a day.
Before work, during lunch, after work, any time of the day is good.
Every time I go by the store.
Go get it during my lunch break, and it lasts me the rest of my shift.
Really refreshing in the afternoon. At least one every day.
Twice a day.
8 days a week.
Just about every day.
Polar Pop Cup, 59 cents. Any size, every day. Only at Circle K.
If diets and diet products keep failing to flatten your belly, it may not be a diet product you need. You may need SomaBiotics, the shockingly effective breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of waste from your body. Right now, you can find out for free how much flatter SomaBiotics will make your belly, because they're currently giving away free trials to the public. For yours, call 1-800-300-1187. Strict limit of one per household. SomaBiotics is not a diet product. It's scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to cleanse your system, flatten bloated bellies, and combat periodic heartburn and acid reflux. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. If diets keep failing to flatten your belly, it may not be a diet you need. It may be SomaBiotics. Call now for your free trial and see how much flatter it makes your belly. 1-800-300-1187. Hurry, call now for details while they're still giving trials away for free. 1-800-300-1187. That's 1-800-300-1187.
We are a nation of overachievers. We didn't just send an astronaut to the moon. We gave him a buggy with big old knobby tires to drive on that moon. A freaking moon buggy. So why have we settled for mints that only cover up bad breath instead of getting rid of it? We deserve better, like Breath Savers. It's a moon-shooting, buggy-riding mint with Nutrazin, which is scientifically proven to neutralize bad breath. Breath Savers, it's the overachieving mint.
At Walgreens, getting diabetes testing supplies with Medicare Part B is a walk in the park. Really, because getting what you need is quick and easy, giving you more time for other things. There's $0 out of pocket on all major brands like Contour Next and Walgreens True Metrics, and no extra paperwork. So managing diabetes becomes a stroll down easy street, or a trip to the movies, or even a day at the beach. Talk to your pharmacist today. Walgreens, at the corner of happy and healthy.
Zero out-of-pocket cost when billed to Medicare and full coverage supplemental insurance.
My dentist is Mehdi Siddiqui. The name of his place is the Smile Center. If you don't have a dentist, if you're new in town, if you haven't been to the dentist in a long time, go where I go, the Smile Center. Beautiful, comfortable office, really nice people. The best dentist in the Mid-South area is Mehdi Siddiqui. Here's how you get a hold of him. You call him, 309-1333. 309-1333. The Smile Center takes comfort to a whole new level. 309-1333.
Welcome back to the Bank of Bartlett Studios and the Chris Vernon Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Brought to you by Lexus of Memphis.
My car goes Chicago. Every weekend I pick up some cargo. I think I know the bloody way by now, Frankie. Turn the radio down, thank you. Pull over, count the money, but don't count the 30 in the glove box, buddy.
Chris Vernon off this week. He's back on Monday. A little time on vacation. I'm Forrest Goodman in for Verno. Bennett Doyle in today for John Roser. Still to come, we will talk with the Grizzlies writer for the Memphis Flyer. Kevin Locke will be here with us at 1 o'clock. After that, we'll do a little roundtable about the NBA. Brad Carson will step in from the GP show. Intern Devin will weigh in. And so will Bennett Doyle. So the four of us will get together, talk a lot of NBA next hour, and then we'll wrap this show up and go home. I didn't even think I asked. We jumped right in today because the Durant stuff had weighed strong on me this morning as I read all the various opinions out there in the world about it. Okay, fourth, everything go fine for you?
Oh, yeah, it was nice. We actually went out to my in-laws yesterday and grilled and did that whole thing. You know, we made sure that we were back at home by nighttime. We got two dogs, and our our English bulldog, he does not do good with the fireworks at all.
Really?
Oh man, no, he can't. He can't hang. So it was like me and John talked about it. It was like a war zone in East Memphis last night. I mean,
is that
goodness,
way in Bartlett,
gracious,
too?
It was a lot of fun. Don't get me wrong, it was fun watching everybody shoot their fireworks and everything. But God, I think that it should be understood that if 4th of July falls on a weeknight, you got to cut off the fireworks before midnight. You have to. People got to go to work.
They did. If folks in my neighborhood shot off fireworks after midnight, I didn't know it. I was asleep. But now, look, and you mentioned the dog thing, and I saw all over Facebook folks who their dogs got out of the yard and were scared of the fireworks.
Yeah.
And that was, I didn't know how I had a boxer for years. And she was kind of jumpy anyway. And so I'd kind of always shielded her and protected her from fireworks. And my dogs, whenever I have dogs, they're inside dogs. She lived inside my house, so she didn't go outside. The one time I ever shot fireworks around her, I did it one time. And she tried chasing them across the yard. I'm like, well, that's not good.
Oh, she liked them.
And she thought it was like a toy. Now, she has gone on, and we lost her a few years ago. So we have replaced them. We've got two, and they're not quite 2 years old yet, two Rottweilers.
Okay.
They're sisters. And I haven't exposed them, but I learned early in the weekend, as folks around me were shooting bottle rockets and firecrackers, getting, you know, that's kind of like the pre-warm-up, the pre-game meal, if you will, for the July 4th. It made them mad.
Yeah.
They'd sit there and growl and not know what it was, and they just didn't like it. So, but they're inside, so I didn't have to worry about them getting out of the yard. They'd go outside and do their business when the fireworks were going off. Just irritated them a little bit. They were kind of annoyed about it. You know, they're old men already. They're like, you know, get off my lawn types already, you know. They didn't care for them as much. So, but the reason I ask, I was reminded about the 4th, is I kept getting this funky aroma just a minute ago during the break. Mm-hmm. And I realized, even though I've washed my hands numerous times since then, and I've showered and all of that good stuff, I still have the smell of onions on my hands from barbecue, or rather from hamburgers yesterday, and I did some potatoes and onions. And so I guess I'm going to stop and buy a lemon on the way home to get rid of this because of the onion smell. But it brings back nice memories. We had good hamburgers and dogs yesterday, just very traditional, quiet around the house type stuff. And then some Bartlett fireworks last night. Awesome, as always.
Awesome.
I mean, they do such a great job. So hope everyone had a happy and safe 4th. Independence Day weekend, back at it this week. I know a lot of folks here this week are on vacation. Gary won't be doing his show the rest of the week, but they've got the all-star celebrity lineup this week, which is really cool. There's going to be some good stuff and fun stuff coming with that, fun things to listen to. Of course, Vernon is off, and I'll be here. One of the things, Bennett, we've talked about a lot today was Kevin Durant and his choice to go over to Golden State. I know Stephen A. Smith hasn't liked it. There's been a lot of folks who have not liked the move. I looked at a little bit of it. Not that I like it. I don't want Golden State to get any better, but I understood why he different. Well, there are some times in the past that a group of stars have been put together. Some of these are more dynamic than others.
Okay.
But still, they are times when guys have been put together and there were great expectations and they fell short. Let's start with some NBA guys. And we're going to look at recent history. This is just in the last 10, 15 years that this has happened. We're not going to go way, way back, and it's happened through signings and free agency and that sort of stuff. On the list, the 2011 New York Knicks, Tyson Chandler, Amari Stoudemire, Carmelo Anthony. A lot of people thought, wow, look at that lineup. Look at the guys they've got and what they can build around. Well, it didn't happen. It didn't come to be. Now, part of what has to be factored into this, and I'll throw this out there, Bennett, and let you weigh in. Golden State's better than any of those three that I just mentioned, right?
Sure.
I mean, that's hard to compare. I'm not trying to downplay Golden State as much as I'm just trying to downplay sometimes things don't happen. I think Golden State will win a lot of basketball games this year, but you can't always bank on that. Another one that people bring up, the 2013 LA Lakers.
Yeah, I would throw that one out as probably one of the biggest ones.
That one comes pretty close, and it goes back to what we talked about last segment, Dwight Howard. Can he find new life with Atlanta? And I told you then, Dwight Howard was on this list. Dwight Howard, Pau Gasol, who we just talked about, is now with the San Antonio Spurs. Kobe Bryant, we know about Kobe.
Mm-hmm.
You just say the name and it says it all. And Steve Nash.
Well, and not only was that team not successful, they weren't good.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, they when that team got together, it's not like everyone just fell screamed short. Championship. Yeah.
Yeah. The 2013 season, it says here, became an unmitigated disaster. Bryant, Howard, Nash all played terribly when they played at all. Injuries ran rampant across the roster. I'm telling you, injuries sometimes can be a great equalizer for great teams because you just don't know what will happen. I mean, something, a freak accident can happen off the court even. But freakish things happen on the court. Again, look at the Grizzlies this year and how they got decimated by injuries. The 2004 L.A. Lakers, Kobe and Shaquille. Now, look, Kobe and Shaq had a lot of success together, okay? They did.
Yep.
But that year, it was added Karl Malone and Gary Payton to the 2004 Lakers. Now, granted, we're going back 12 years in this. But still, guys whose names that you recognize if you're a fan of the NBA. L.A. Lakers fans, they had already punched their ticket. They thought they had it with that group. And I think there's some comparisons that could be made between the two.
Oh, yeah, Malone was kind of looked at the time as one of those guys that, hey, if you can't beat them, join them. Because the Jazz were getting beat by that Lakers team in the playoffs. And then you look at that Detroit Pistons team that beat them in the NBA Finals, and that's the team that a lot of people try to compare, like, what you would hope the Grizzlies could be. Is that kind of just gritty team that took that team to the that took a team full of stars to the brink and eventually beat them.
Right. But keep in mind, Karl Malone was a lot older than what Kevin Durant is. Karl Malone was 40 that
year.
And Peyton was 35. Karl Malone was, now look, a 40-year-old Karl Malone was better than a lot of other guys.
Absolutely.
I mean, don't forget, but you're right, he had underachieved, or at least his teams had underachieved with the Utah Jazz. He was trying to go somewhere for an easy ring, most likely, and they didn't get there. They didn't do it. The 2001 Portland Trailblazers, this being the oldest team on this list, Rasheed Wallace.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Scottie Pippen and Sean Kemp. Similar to the 2004 Lakers, the 01 Blazers took a phenomenally talented team. The 2000 Blazers, which had won 59 games and had taken the Lakers to 7 in the Western Conference Finals, and added additional big-name parts. Sean Kemp would ultimately be remembered for the appetites that would prematurely end his NBA career. The signing looked on paper, and how many times have I said on paper today? It looked on paper like it would perhaps convince him to curb his enthusiasm and put his nose to the grindstone. Knowing what we know about the era of the Trailblazers, though, the idea that anyone could focus on basketball is absurd. Now, again, I don't think you've got a Sean Kemp situation with Golden State.
No.
It's an example, though, of sometimes how you count your chickens before they hatch. You think we got all this talent and great things are going to happen. Number one on the list, the 2014 Brooklyn Nets. Deron Williams, Joe Johnson, Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett, Brooke Lopez.
Yeah, I was surprised that this one, I honestly would have put that Lakers team at number one, to be quite honest. But just because Paul Pierce and Kevin Garnett were both pretty old when they went to this Brooklyn Nets team. I mean, we talked about how Gary Payton and Karl Malone were older, but they still had Kobe and Shaq. Deron Williams, you know, that was kind of the point where that was kind of the point with Deron Williams where his career just dropped off big time. That was, and that's why you look at the Dallas signing recently and you wonder.
It talks about the Nets moving. They sign Deron Williams to a max contract worth $100 million, taking on Joe Johnson's $100 million max deal and paying Brooke Lopez $60 million. That's where sometimes big deals, big money deals can come back to haunt you.
Yeah, and that group split up pretty quick.
Yeah. So any of those, let's just play the what-if game. Let's say Golden State, something happens next year. I don't know. I don't wish injury upon them. I don't want any of that. But let's just say things don't come together. Would you then put them number one on that list?
With all the others we just talked about? Yeah, you have to.
I think you absolutely
you
have to.
You have to. It's the starting five is a start. It's five stars.
Maybe
not Iguodala, but the other guys are all four stars. So, yeah. Superstars.
There are other teams out there in the sports world outside of the NBA which tried and failed, which make other lists. The 2015 Toronto Blue Jays, Philadelphia Eagles back in 2011.
That's a good one.
I think that is. I remember the 2011 Boston Red Sox very well. 2011 Boston Red Sox missing the playoffs in 2010. They tried to make a statement. They went out and got some of the best of the best. Phillies make the list. There's some other NBA teams on there. The 2004 Olympic men's basketball team.
Yeah, I'm looking at that. I mean, you got LeBron, Allen Iverson, Carmelo, Richard Jefferson, Tim Duncan, Amari Stoudemire. Yeah, how did that team not win the gold?
What does that tell you? It doesn't always happen. You look at that team there, woof. I mean, that's big. I remember this one very well, the 04 New York Yankees. I mean, that was the evil empire days.
Yes.
That was big for them. They put the hashtag epic fail in here. I mean, they had guys, Gary Sheffield, Bernie Williams, Mariano Rivera, Matsui, Posada, Derek Jeter. Good grief. And you know who they lost that year in the ALCS? That was the year of the Boston Red Sox.
Oh, yeah, the comeback. Yep.
The curse of the Bambino, forever broken. And then the 2007, number one on their list, 2007 New England Patriots.
You can't argue with that.
You know, and that
was
that
the first game they lost that season.
Yep. And you know what? Again, I always have a harsh time because the Patriots have been there and done that in so many other ways. But that year specifically, you look at it in context, yeah, it belongs on there. So if you're a Golden State fan, it doesn't necessarily. Don't go ahead and start planning your parade yet. You got to win some games. You got to get to the playoffs. And
74 to be exact, before the playoffs.
And you can't be up. You can't be up 3-1 and then lose the next three. You just can't do that again.
Right.
It's the Chris Vernon Show. I'm Forrest Goodman, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Mike Conley Jr.
Also signing Chandler Parsons and are all, you know, leaning towards the ultimate goal of winning a championship. And with the guys we already have there, Mark, Zach, Tony, very, very excited to have Coach Fizdale and his staff there and going forward. So we feel like we can do something special.
Mike and Mike in the Morning, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Little Italy has pizza specials today, like a $10 large cheese or a $12 one topping after 4 p.m. Little Italy in Midtown and Bartlett. Eat delicious. Eat local. Eat Little Italy.
It's the Prince Life Celebration and Tribute, July 8th at the Cadre Building, downtown Memphis, with proceeds to benefit public school music education initiatives and Appleseed's youth empowerment programs. Wear your best Prince-inspired attire. There will be prizes. Enjoy delicious food by Chef Michael Francis and signature Purple Rain cocktail sponsored by Pyramid Vodka. There will be live music tributes, celebrities, and more. White Door Events made the decor so funky. Prince would be proud. For more information about this amazing event, go to PrinceLifeCelebrationMemphis.co.
Think you're fat? You might just be bloated. Find out by calling now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the new breakthrough that flattens bloated bellies fast. For a free trial, be one of the first 100 callers right now. 1-800-300-8251. Strict limit of one per household.
I used to be plagued by pot belly and constant bloating. After taking Nubiotics, my belly flattened and continues to get flatter. My sense of bloating and discomfort is gone.
If you've got a big belly, you might not be fat. You might just be bloated. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated with natural ingredients to flatten bloated bellies fast by cleansing pounds of rotting food and toxic sludge from your body. If your belly flattening results are too dramatic, simply reduce use to every other day. Think you might be bloated? See how much flatter Nubiotics makes your belly. But hurry, be one of the first 100 callers right now for details and your free trial. 1-800-300-8251. That's 1-800-300-8251. 1-800-300-8251.
Looking to make a lifestyle change? Q4 Fitness in the Laurelwood Shopping Center is your spot. Hey, it's John Roser, and I've been working out at Q4 Fitness over the past 4 months. I'm down almost 25 pounds at over 8% body fat. I've also dropped 2 shirt sizes in my time at Q4 Fitness, and they have something for everyone. Strength training, boxing and kickboxing classes, spin classes, and more. If I can do it, you can too. Go try it out for yourself. Mention my name, John Roser, and get a free weight loss consultation. Q4 Fitness in the Laurelwood Shopping Center, Q4Fitness.com.
T-shirts! It's not a team without T-shirts.
Custom T-shirts from Custom Ink are the easy way to connect any group. Our online design lab makes it simple to create a shirt design that your group will love. Or you can easily upload your own logo. Whether you need one shirt or thousands, Custom Ink can print any size order. And we know you can't wait for your new T-shirts. That's why we offer free shipping, and on-time delivery is guaranteed. Get a free price quote today at CustomInc.com.
Hey guys, it's Eric Hasseltine here once again from MemphisHairDoctor.com and New Body Concepts. I had my NeoGraft procedure done over 3 years ago, and the results have been spectacular. I have a thicker, fuller head of hair. I have more confidence in how I look, and it was the best decision that I have ever made. made. I have recommended many friends to go see the good people at New Body Concepts and MemphisHairDoctor.com, and they have said the exact same thing. The NeoGraft procedure revolutionized hair restoration. Gone are the days of messy scars and painful procedures. Now it's a simple in-and-out one-day process that can get you on your way to a thicker, fuller head of natural-looking hair. Why is it natural? Because it's your own hair. They can explain it better to you, though, than I can. Go to the website, MemphisHairDoctor.com. Give them a call, 855-865-HAIR. They're the number one NeoGraft provider in the southeastern United States, and they have the best prices in the entire country. MemphisHairDoctor.com. Check out the website. New Body Concepts is the company. Give them a call, 855-865-HAIR, 855-865-HAIR.
When a client comes to our firm after an accident or an incident, we have the awesome responsibility of returning what was taken away from them. I'm John Morgan of Morgan & Morgan. A few seconds can change your life forever. Loss of income and earning potential, past and future medical bills, pain and suffering, past, present, and the future. The loss of the enjoyment of life. No longer being able to enjoy the things you once did, even simple things, nice walks, sports, and just living in constant pain. Our clients don't seek charity, they seek justice. They aren't looking for a handout or a lottery ticket. They're looking to have their life back and property restored. All they want back is what was taken from them. Visit ForThePeople.com to learn about your legal rights. The consultation is free. No recovery, no fee. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com.
O'Reilly Auto Parts has locations all around the country, locations all around Memphis. If you need automotive parts or supplies, you go to O'Reilly Auto Parts. They've got locations all over town, including a new big one on Germantown Parkway. Eventually, it's going to happen. You're going to turn your key. Your engine's not going to start. Oh, no. You need a new battery. Well, head over to O'Reilly Auto Parts and get a Super Start battery. It's the best in starting power and starting reliability and available exclusively there. And they'll come out and they'll do all the work for you. And if you have anything that's been going on, your car's been making noises or anything's going on with your car, you can go over there and they can give you a battery of test. Make sure that you don't have to take your car into the shop. Maybe they could fix it right there for you at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Become an O-Rewards member and earn cash back for the purchases you make. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Welcome back to the Bank of Bartlett Studios and the Chris Vernon Show on 92.9 FM ESPN. Brought to you by Lexus of Memphis.
Tell me off a pie up in the sky.
Three of the show just around the corner. Kevin Lyme will join us from the Memphis Flyer at 1 o'clock. We'll do an NBA roundtable at 1:25 or so here on the program and then shut it down and get you ready for Eric Hasseltine this afternoon from 2 to 4. NBA weighs in on the Kevin Durant news, the NBA players.
Okay.
That's the great thing about Twitter. You know, it gives, I mean, these guys are active. They're there. Jeremy Lin, in one word, whoa.
Mm-hmm.
Iguodala, looks like I just turned the go-go Wi-Fi on at the right time. You know he's happy.
Yeah, I liked his other tweet to Dave Chappelle saying, please, please fire up the player haters ball. Yep.
Some of the others, Shane Larkin, that just shook the NBA world. LOL, crazy, with a lot of whys. Whoa seems to be in here a lot. Sam Decker, mm-hmm. same thing. A couple others said, well, they're going to score like 200 points a game now. I mean, it's done more than just shock fans, excite some fans, disappoint others. Well, it has been big.
Everyone, let's face it, everybody thought he was going to re-sign with OKC.
Probably sign a one-year deal.
Yeah, they made some moves in the offseason
right.
to help make the team a little bit better around him. Everyone thought he was going to go back. And I think one of the interesting things that we didn't talk about, Forrest, was you wonder if – because him and Westbrook are buddies and it appears that they're friends. You wonder if he knows that Westbrook's not going to be there long term.
I think he does. Like I said, I think he knows the direction that Golden State's going, and I think he knows the direction OKC. That's why I made the comparison to Mike Conley. Mike Conley knows what the rest of his productive career will be with Memphis.
Mm-hmm.
He looks around, he sees what they've done. He knows who's there, he sees the direction. I don't think Kevin Durant had that same comfort with OKC. I don't think he had the comfort that, look, I can go there and win next year and then, you know, sign a one-year deal, mm-hmm. make a lot of money, and look how close we were this year, and we'll win. I think he knew it was a fluke. That's why Golden State came back and won, you know, three in a row after being down 3-1
right.
in that series, despite the choke they did against the Cavs. I don't think – that's what I read into this. I don't read so much as Kevin Durant took the easy way. Sure, it's easy to go to Golden State and win. I think he took it as, look, I don't like the direction OKC's going right now. There's a lot of question marks here in a very tough Western Conference. So I'm going to go to Golden State where I can win. Along those lines, the Oklahoma City Thunder are trying to figure out what to do about Russell Westbrook in the post-Kevin Durant era. ESPN.com reports they've talked to sources who say they're trying to decide, do we go ahead and try to lock him up now? Do we wait and maybe do a trade later to get some value out of him? Because, you know what? Next year didn't look so good. So do we get some value out of him, or do we go ahead and try to lock him up? That's the question that they have at OKC. More on the NBA, more on the Grizz, coming up in Hour 3. Kevin Light, Memphis Flyer, joins us next. Chris Vernon Show. I'm Forrest Goodman, 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.